From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever time zone you're in. This program covering all of the world, coast to coast, shore to shore, no matter where you are, we've got you covered on Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell, and it is my honor and my privilege to be filling in for George Norrie this night and tomorrow night. And then, of course, the predictive weekend upcoming. That's right. The predictive weekend upcoming. And if you're sitting there right now probably wondering, is this a rerun? The answer is no. We're live. Yes, we're going to be doing predictions for 2007 coming up. And I've got a lot to tell you about. Now, I don't know how sharp some of you are. A lot of you are pretty sharp. I don't know what you caught there at the beginning. But there was no mistake. I'm sure a lot of people are sitting there writing emails right now. Hey, Art, what are you talking about from the high desert, the great American Southwest? What are you talking about? Well, I meant exactly what I said. Guess what, folks? I'm home. I finished the program on, let me see, when was it? I've got to get my date straight. Dealing with the dates in the Philippines, I did a show on the 25th, and then on the 26th, Aaron and I flew to the United States. Aaron, now I didn't want to tell you about this. This is one of those things that you've got going on and you don't want to talk about until it happens. And it's generally something that takes between a year and a year and a half to get done. Aaron is now an official immigrant to the United States, a legal immigrant to the United States. She will ultimately have her green card. That's in the works. And so guess what, folks? We flew back. So Aaron is here, and oh, my God, what a greeting. I've got so much to tell you about. We flew back. It's a 15-hour flight that leaves Manila, travels all the way across the Pacific Ocean, lands in Vancouver, British Columbia, where they kind of put you in this little jail, this little room, and you remain there for about an hour, and then you get back on the plane, and you come to Las Vegas. Now, a number of things occur. I am about as jet-lagged as a human being can be, and of course so is Aaron. We're both jet-lagged to the hilt. This would be a time that we would normally be asleep. We both have colds. An absolute inevitable. Actually, I had my cold a few days before the flight, but it's still inevitable. And Aaron has a cold as well. Poor girl. And then to top it off, when we arrived here, you know, I had told her about the great Southwest and the great weather. It normally, you know, is up around 68, 70 degrees during the day. Well, let me tell you, the current outside temperature right now is 39.4. And we're getting about 55 miles an hour of wind. So the effective temperature out there to the skin is about zero. As you might imagine, I've been living near the equator for the last 8 months. And so my body has become accustomed to a mid to upper 80s with 100% humidity, as of course, you know, Aaron is a native of Philippines, so you can imagine her. She got here, and we've got 55 miles an hour of wind going on the first night, down to about 20 degrees, and she's going, oh, my God, this is freezing. And I'm going to tell you the absolute truth. I always level with my audience. We got here. We were so tired. I didn't really get any sleep on the airplane. My usual plan didn't work at all. So I didn't get any sleep, and we walked into the house, sat down, looked at each other, and I said to Aaron, come on, let's go home, meaning back to Manila. Now, it's just one of those things. I mean, I just about converted, and I'm used to warmer weather and different things, and I got back here, and I went, oh, my God. Now, the kitty cats, all three, Abby Dose, Yeti, and our new one, Dolly, are being held in great comfort by a very good friend that I made in Manila, that we made, Aaron and I made, whose name is Shirley Fish. Now, many of you on the Fantastic Forum will know her as Fish. She's an expatriate who lives in Manila, and Shirley had been a friend of ours, and we'd talked to her even before I ever arrived in Manila. She's been there many years. And so she's got the kitty cats. They are due to ship on the 8th of January, and we miss them terribly. Terribly. So, cats, if you can hear my voice, because I know Shirley listens there in Manila, probably can't. But just in case you guys can hear me, you're coming to the U.S. Now, we will see as the days go on. We're beginning slowly, slowly to get things set up here. All of this is so new for Erin. You can imagine the culture shock that she's going through. I went through one when I got to the Philippines, but then I kind of adjusted over 8 months. Erin, as you know, is from Mindanao, which is a southern island in the Philippines, and I brought her to Manila, where we have our condo. Now, a condominium is really nice because you can sort of just close it up, turn off the power, and a couple of utilities, and walk away, and it's safe as can be. So we still have our condominium in Manila. Everything is set up. All the ham gear is there. If I want to operate ham radio, I'm going to have to buy some new gear here. I left it there. Getting it through customs once was rough enough. I won't go for twice. So here I am, surprise, surprise, back, ladies and gentlemen, in the high desert. How Erin will do, and for that matter, how I will do over time, we'll find out. But I thought we'd give it a try. Most Americans who have never immigrated a spouse to the U.S., well, the average wait time is about a year and a half to get it all done. And I didn't want to say anything to you until we had that accomplished. And there are a lot of people to thank for that.